Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Newsflash, kids can be picky eaters, and that's a problem in school cafeterias where $5 million worth of food is thrown out every day. One program in Georgia is trying to fix this by collecting uneaten food. The thinking is if there are kids who don't want it, there are kids who really do. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Grant Blankenship reports.
Lynn Janes knows she is responsible for some hungry kids.
We have a lot of students who the only times that they really get a full, solid meal is here at school.
Janes is the principal at International Studies Elementary Charter School in Albany, Georgia. That's one of the 1,500 or so schools in the state where, because they don't have much money, students qualify for either low-cost or free lunches. Janes says when she began working here, it was easy to spot the kids in the cafeteria who weren't getting enough to eat at home.
And that was very concerning to me as an elementary principal, or just as a human being, really, to see that some of our students would just were so hungry they would scarf the food down, and other students who would just toss things away.
The fact that good food was going to waste bothered Albany resident and former teacher Kathy Revel, too.
It was laid on my heart that it was something I needed to do, and I decided I was going to take it on and go with it.
So last year, Kathy Revel came to the school board with a plan. Collect cafeteria food before it got to the trash can, then save it to send home with hungry kids on the weekend. Principal Janes loved what she heard.
We've saved 12 tons out of the landfill. That was as of February.
The program is called Helping Hands Ending Hunger, and it works like this. Once lunch is over, students have to pass two of their classmates who look over their trays for any unopened food that came from the lunch line.
Did you drink your slushie?
I didn't drink that.
That food gets set aside. The food is stored in a closet that's been repurposed with freezers and coolers.
That's breakfast bread, some juice. These are frozen fruit cups.
At the end of the week, the food is packed in insulated backpacks for kids to take home. A typical backpack will have about a gallon of milk in half-cup servings, plus things like prepackaged sandwiches, cheese, and fruit. In 6 months, the program has redirected a little more than 21,000 meals. The Helping Hands program was founded by Carla Harward and her daughter Sophie. They were inspired by a family in their town who were spotted looking for food in the trash outside a football game.
I had no idea that, you know, we would even be talking about kids that had nothing to eat anywhere in the United States.
Before they could launch their plan, Harward had to convince the State Department of Health they would not violate Georgia food safety rules. She succeeded and now has what she says is a turnkey guidebook for volunteers to set up food collection at any school.
We have a supply list of equipment that each school should have so that they can follow these food safety protocols.
So far, the program has put together about 300,000 meals in 25 Georgia schools over the last 2 years.
Baby, you got to turn around. You're going to trip somebody. Turn around.
Back in the cafeteria at International Studies Charter in Albany, student teacher Amber Shaw is with her kindergarten students at lunch. Some of them will have backpacks of food to take home later today. For Shaw, that means less worry between now and Monday.
Because you love these kids. You know, they're your kids. So to know that they're okay, they're going home okay, it makes me okay.
And if the kids come to school less hungry on Monday, Shaw says it makes the job of teaching them that much easier, too. For Here and Now, I'm Grant Blankenship.